Hi, and thank you so much for calling Omax Health. My name is Shani. May I start by getting your zip code to pull up your account?
Yes, 32309.
Okay, now it's 32309.
Correct.
And may I please get your first and last name?
My first name is Carla. My last name is DiBaldo.
All right, Ms. DiBaldo, can you verify your address for me?
It's 3420 Garden View Way, and that's Tallahassee, Florida, 32309.
Okay, and thank you so much for that verification. I'm pulling up your account now.
So, okay,
now I do see you were getting the Duo Cryo-Free CBD Pain Relief Roll-On.
Yeah, but I keep trying to pay for it, and it keeps saying this transaction's been declined. Doesn't matter what credit card I use.
What kind are you using? We accept American Express.
I've used them all.
MasterCard, Discover, and Visa.
I've used them all, and it keeps saying this transaction's been declined.
Hmm.
And I tried even on a different browser. I went from Chrome over to Safari thinking, well, maybe that's the problem, but it's doing it on both of them.
Is it possible that your credit card company or your bank could have put a stop on the card, being that you've tried to place the order multiple times?
No, I doubt it. I mean, it was doing it from the very beginning. I went from American Express, it declined it. Then I went to my Visa, it declined it. Then I went to another Visa, and it declined that. So it's like, I have no idea.
Are all of those cards connected to the same account?
To the same person, yes.
No, I'm saying it's for the same banking account.
No, it wouldn't be connected to the bank. They're credit card companies. They're their own being. They're their own entity.
Okay.
So.
And now that it is a possibility that, being that you've tried to use the card different times, even with different cards, it can make it look as if it's like fraudulent. So you might want to check with your card issuer.
I'm sorry, but you're talking to a 40-year banker, so I'm going to tell you that that's no, because what will happen with fraudulent is you'll get a text message now, and I'm set up on all the fraud stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So the minute they suspect fraud, I would have received a text message.
Okay. Well, as far as why the charges are declining, I don't have any other explanation to say other than, excuse me, refresh your browser, which you've done.
Yeah.
And because the website's working fine, because I know I just placed several orders via the website, so the cards are working fine.
Well, can you try to take it maybe by phone and see if it works from your end?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, why don't we try that?
You want to place an order again for the cryo freeze?
Yeah, just like we did the last time.
Okay. Let me get the website pulled up.
All right, yeah. And I had another discount on that too.
Okay, now as far as any additional discounts, as far as me placing the order, I would not be able to apply those. If you got a discount code, I don't have a way to apply discount codes via the website.
Oh, okay.
That would be something that you would have to do on your end. Now, being that the cryo freeze is this promotionary offer is only offered through the Omax Health website, I'm not able to order it like on the back office end on my side. I would have to physically set up the order for you from the Omax Health website. But as far as applying any additional discounts, which I do see here, last time you used the discount code Bongino,
right,
which
right.
saved
that
you
$11.99.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I guess I just can't order. I guess.
Well, I don't want to say you can't order, but if you want to wait a little bit until you try and order again, maybe later on.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay.
All right. And then also just make sure you clear your history, your browsing history, clear your cash and cookies out.
Right. All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. And if you do have any more complications or troubles, just feel free to give us a call back and I'll be glad to go ahead and assist you. Okay.
All righty. Thank you.